But right now, it's time for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who still represents the Chapel Hill Public Library, even though she's technically moved on to a new position running strategic communications for the town of Chapel Hill, which I almost forgot before I started that sentence. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. How do you like the new space, which you're seeing for the first time ever?
Well, Kenny was giving me a tour, and the phrase I kept saying was, "Alrighty, swanky pants." This place is swanky pants. I am super impressed and super happy for the station. This is really nice.
Yeah, right. Imagine what it's going to look like when all the boxes are unpacked and everything. Yeah.
And I was going to say, nothing says swanky pants like a bespoke plywood countertop here.
This is lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Actually like it. Like we had we've had people come in and record stuff in this like temporary studio that we got with the plywood table and everything. But then we were listening back to it and it's like, this is sounding better than our old regular studio at the mall. Like it's a deeper sound, it's a richer sound. As soon as I figure out like how high to turn up these volume knobs on the microphones, we're gonna be all set. It's gonna be fantastic.
I was thinking I could do like the Elf thing, like the scene where he goes to the elevator and he pushes all the
buttons.
Can I just reach over and just mess with all of those?
I mean, try it and see how it works out for you.
Anyways, this is super nice.
Yeah,
so yay, CHL.
Yeah, super, super excited. So what's going on in town?
So many things going on in town. let's see. Golly, gosh, you're putting me on the spot. So there's awesome things going on in town. Here we go. The just random round town facts. Varsity Alley is getting a facelift right now this week.
Nice.
The jigsaw puzzle mural that was there has been, you know, it's kind of faded and seen better days, and there's graffiti, and there's all of this work with Downtown Together to really make that kind of the gateway to Franklin Street from Rosemary and the future
awesome
parking deck. So if you follow us on the socials, you can see that work in progress. Other things that went out this week, I think it's coming up in the next week or two, there are going to be community input sessions on the new skate park redesign. One of them is going to be at the skate park. One of them is going to be at the library.
Visit our website, chapelburger.com, for Michael Sacco's story on that
very
thing.
There you go.
Yes.
And speaking of the library, of course, there's always things happening there. But this weekend, I will be there.
Nice.
Friday afternoon and Friday night with bells on. Because it is the Friends Big Book Sale.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, indeed. Yeah. And with the December book sale always comes the Friday night sip and shop.
Right,
which is a good time.
Members only, but you can join at the door, right?
Correct. Yep. So here's the deets. Friday from 3 till 5:30, if you're a member, you can shop the sale on the first day, and you can become a member at the door. Then they close down for about an hour and a half. They reset with wine, appetizers, desserts, and it's sip and shop from 7 till 9. So if you're currently a member, you and a guest can come to the sip and shop. And if you're not yet a member, you can, again, join at the door for sip and shop. And I think I forget what the prices are. Anyways, it's a great deal. I think it's $35 is the family one. There's like a $10 or $15 student one. It's a really good deal. And you can listen to music, shop, get your Christmas shopping done, eat some snacks, hang out with book lovers. It's super fun.
Awesome. And then goes on all weekend for everyone,
Goes on all weekend forever. Yep. Saturday is 10 till 5, and Sunday is 10 till 2, and that's the $10 bag sale. But there are really great books. They kind of hold back. I'm not saying they hoard. Well, maybe they hoard. They hoard, like, Christmas books and holiday books, so you can...
They want to put new stuff out on Saturday and Sunday, so people can come back
but
and see new things.
Certainly for Friday and for the Sip and Shop, there will be a lot of special books out. I go straight to the cookbooks.
Okay.
James goes straight to the German language books. There's not a lot of people over in that section.
Is there any overlap? Like,
We have actually purchased a couple of German cookbooks, German language cookbooks at the sale.
Das Stude Hasenpfeffer?
Yes. Mitch Betzler. Yeah,
yes,
genau.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a quick...
James is just turning away from the radio in disgust and slowly turning it off.
Actually, James Brown makes a mean schnitzel. Schnitzel night at the Brown House is not to be missed.
All right.
So there's a quick around town of what's
Love
happening.
It. So speaking with Susan Brown, Friends of the Public Library are holding that big book sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, Friday for members only, Sip and Shop in the evening, and then Saturday and Sunday for everyone. FriendsCHPL.org is their website, which is Chapel Hill Public Library, FriendsCHPL.org. So get more info on the Friends and the book sale and what you can do to become a member and all of the specific costs and prices and everything on the website. We're talking books with Susan Brown, so let's talk books. We got the Friends sale that we can use as our prompt, and the fact that it's freaking cold outside. So
maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside. Yeah.
So I'm going to recommend two books.
All right.
And then I was like, "Ooh, are either of these books on the Friends bookstore?" And I don't
You can get online at their website.
Correct.
Right.
And I don't think either of them are. So sorry, Friends. That would have been the trifecta.
Look at you set that up and then just like tipped it over.
Exactly. I tried, Friends.
I was like, ooh, are they on the website? And they're not.
Yeah, no. But anyway, I'm sure we have them at the library. So the first book that I want to recommend, of course, the prompt is It's Cold Outside, and that leads me to dark and twisty horror type books.
Of course.
So I want to recommend a book called The Winter People by Jennifer McMahon.
Ooh.
She writes, I would say, kind of dark thrillers and horror, like not super gory, more like supernatural horror. So if you don't want to read like serial killer and slasher monsters, this is more like atmospheric supernatural. So
okay.
This one, it's set in a mother and her daughter move into this old farmhouse in Vermont where, you know, in the turn of the century, bad things happen. There was a murder and all of that. And of course, they move in and they're trying to escape bad things in their lives. They show up to this house and strange things start to happen again. And then, and this is like one of my favorite tropes, is the protagonist finds a diary hidden under the floorboards.
Don't
and
pick up the
diary
under
from the
floorboards.
Turn of the century. And it's one of those books where the turn of the century plot interacts with the current day plot.
Right, right.
And I love it.
That's
so
great.
She writes really dark, twisty thrillers, but they aren't super scary. They're just weird. So
okay.
The Winter People was the very first book that came to mind with this prompt.
I was thinking about like cold weather stuff. And honestly, the first one that popped into my head was Into Thin Air by John Krakauer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great book that I haven't read in a while, but it's another one of those like nonfiction, but Krakauer is a great writer and it reads like fiction and the characters are amazing.
And that book came out and I was just like, I would never read a book about people hiking Everest. And
yeah.
Then I was like, cannot put it down.
Give
it to everybody I knew.
Book.
Yeah.
One of my high school English teachers just got obsessed with Mount Everest after reading that book, and just like it's just incredible. But the one that I actually want to recommend, I'll recommend that one, but I'll also go back to my standard go-to, I think, for when we talk about cold weather, and that's Ezra Jack Keats' The Snowy Day.
Of course.
Which I read as a child, and it's a wonderful book, and I didn't think at all, because it just like it slots right into all of the other great kids' books, that like the classic iconic kids' books that you read. What a progressive advance it was to just have a black main character in a children's book, which like barely existed
right.
In the 1930s, right? When Keats wrote, like, so it's a huge advance in that field, but it's also just like an amazing book.
And just
itself.
That like art style,
the
was
art
so
is amazing.
Iconic.
Yeah,
it's just great.
Yep.
I love
yep.
it. So. You mentioned snow.
I
snowy
did.
Day. My next book also has snow in it.
All right.
And I just got to say, I hope we get some snow this year. I just want like two good snows separated
yes.
by like a month and a half.
Yes.
Like give us one around Christmas and then like early February and then
we're done.
I'm
good with
that.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm good with that. I have been telling people it is an El Nino year, which means we should get more precipitation than usual. It's just a question of, is it going to be cold enough?
Right. Right. And based on today,
it could be cold enough. Right.
Okay. So the next book that I want to recommend, also one of my favorite sort of setups for a book, is a retelling of a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book that I want to recommend is called The Snow Child. This won a bunch of awards when it came out. I don't know. I think it came out in like 2010 or 2011. It's a retelling of a Russian fairy tale called The Snow Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
And this is set in Alaska in the 1920s. A childless couple sort of stumbles upon a child in the snow. They take the child in, and then the sort of retelling retelling of the fairy tale happens again. It's a fabulous book. It was this author's debut novel. Their name is Eowyn Ivey. Really wonderful. If you like literary fiction, fairy tale retellings, and just a little, like a scotch of darkness,
right,
a scotch
right.
of weird, The Snow Child is excellent.
Anyone who I assume is named after a Lord of the Rings character is going to be
right.
Is going to be inclined to write a book.
Their
like
destiny
that, I think.
Is kind of set for
100%. Again, the big book sale is happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 1st through the 3rd. Members only on Friday, but you can join at the door, sip and shop on Friday evening, and then for everybody on Saturday and Sunday, get details at friendschpl.org. That stands for Chapel Hill Public Library. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.